With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Bray, what's up, man? This is Neil Hibben, number 51, long snapper for the University of Alabama. Just wanted to send you an encouraging video and kind of share some of my story with you. When I was 9 years old, school was honestly the worst thing about my life. And I always considered asking my parents about homeschooling because it just got really bad for me. And I always figured that, you know, I was doing something wrong, but in reality, I wasn't, man. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, it gets better. And sometimes that road of not being in a crowd or just being lonely, it's a lonely road, man. But the destination's great. And I always kept God first, always trusted Him, never knew what His plan was going to be, but I always kept Him first and understood that His plan is better than my will, and that's what I did, and now I'm able to be able to live out my dream at the University of Alabama, man. So I just want to let you know that things will get better. Keep your faith strong. Keep pulling for the tide, and with everything you do, man, we're right here to support you. So we'll be in touch. We're thinking about you, man, and roll tide.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I'm coming to you from McCalla, Alabama. I used to live in this area as I grew up in Hueytown, and I have a great friend beside me, Brittany Raines Harris. And Brittany is the one who nominated Bray Sawyers for the Cool Kid Award. I'm excited to be at Bray Sawyers' home right now. As we speak, I have Bray across from me along with his mom, Carrie. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Brittany.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Going great. Glad to have you today. And you sent me a message about Bray Sawyers. You told me that he was having a tough time and just thought the Cool Kid Award might help him. Can you share a little bit about why you thought Bray would be good for the Cool Kid Award?
Sure. His mom, Carrie, posted a video of him on Facebook a couple of days ago. And it just broke my heart to see how upset he was about just going to school. Something that, you know, everybody takes for granted that you go and, I mean, it's school, nobody really likes it, but that it's a decent experience for most children. And to see him so upset and heartbroken about just having to go. And I knew that you did the Cool Kid Award and that it meant a lot to my son when you did it for him. And so I thought, well, that's just a good way to kind of boost him up a little bit. He can get a little bit of recognition, and I thought that maybe it would help him feel as special as he really is.
Well, you just mentioned it. We have another cool kid here in the room. We have more than one or two cool kids in the room right now. How did it make your son feel to receive the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award?
Oh, it made him feel so special. It was such a good day for him, and he was so excited to get it, and he was so excited to see everybody's nice comments about him, and it was just a really awesome experience.
That's great, because, of course, with the Cool Kid Award, we're simply trying to encourage young people that are having a difficult time. Just a little something can lift a person up, and it might come in the form of a video from a football player, or it might come in the form of a Cool Kid Award or a t-shirt or a gift card somewhere, just to try to brighten their day. We know that everyone has difficult times, and we try to find ways that we can help them to make them feel better. And I think that's the real importance of what we're trying to do through the Cool Kid Award, is just taking a step with that person and saying, it's going to be okay, we're here to encourage you, we're going to lock arms with you, and we're going to try to make you feel a little better.
I totally agree. For my son, and I hope for Bray, it made them feel like they mattered and that they were important, because all children are. And no child should ever feel like they are less than. And so it's just a nice little way to say, hey, you're an awesome kid. Thanks for being awesome. And I think it's such a fabulous thing that you do for all young people around the state.
Well, since we're talking about young people, you do have a connection on a daily basis with young people through what you do. Tell folks what your occupation is, Brittany.
I am an aide in the self-contained classroom at our local elementary school. And we have kids that cannot go out into the normal classroom in our room with us, and we have to teach them and get them through their day, regardless of what that may be. We are in there to help them and to comfort them and to take care of them as their school day goes on.
Well, and you'll especially see problems in the special needs young people and some of the challenges and hurdles they have to get over. It happens to everyone, from those who are in the regular classes, if you will, to the special needs classes.
Yes, we have had kids that have laughed at our children because of different things that they do that they cannot control. But for the most part, our elementary school is pretty awesome with our kids. And when we take them to PE, we have kids come run up and want to play with them, and they're not scared of them, and they love them. And it's so encouraging to see how young people just accept them and their differences, and that's just amazing.
Now, I told you a secret, Brittany, and I believe you did a good job keeping that secret, right?
I did.
Is that an easy thing for you to do?
No, it's not. Not at all.
I knew it, and that's why I said, please, just between us, just keep it. And Brittany's done a great job. I couldn't hold this any longer because I knew I needed to get down quickly, let 24, 48 hours out, and Brittany would share it with somebody. I was like, okay, I've got to get to Birmingham. And I made it, so we're here. And we have a surprise. And what did you think about Neelan Hibbett, player for Alabama, doing a video for Bray? What were your thoughts on that, Brittany?
It brought tears to my eyes when I saw it. I thought it was just over the moon exceptional that he would do that. And it really, really makes you respect those young men down there and what Coach Saban does. Because for him to take time out of his day to tell another young child how special he is, and that, you know, things might not be great today, but just keep on keeping on and they will get better. And that was just amazing that he took the time to do that.
What did you think about the extra part that Neelan added about his own challenges as an elementary student, the things he had gone through? I felt like that was just as sincere and real as it could have been. And it really, when you're talking to a young person who's going through that, it helps to make that connection that another young person needs to hear.
Most definitely. It made him feel like he was a real person, and that hopefully Bray could see that, you know, even these people who play football and I see every Saturday come into my living room, they're real people and they go through things too. So you know what? I can go through it and I can persevere and come out the other side too.
Neelan Hibbett is actually a grandson to Dennis Holman, who was a great Alabama football player, and he comes from a really great family. But Nealon has to start his own path, and he has to be on his own journey. We have people that we love and care about, and we carry their legacy, and they're a strong influence on us. But ultimately, we have to forge our own path, and that is exactly what Nealon is doing. And we saw it clearly in the video that he's his own person. He knows where he's headed. He has a good sense of direction about his life. And I appreciated that about Nealon sharing that video and being so forthright about his own experiences.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has to become their own individual. Your family has a lot of influence over who you are and what you can become, but you have to stand on your own two feet. And he is so young, and for him to go ahead and be using his example for such good things, and it's so powerful, and it's amazing that he already is doing that, and he has a lot of years left to do a lot of good for young people.
In just a few minutes, we'll have this special surprise for Bray. And Brittany, I appreciate you sharing Bray with us and letting me know about what the situation was. And I'm glad that we could have him nominated for the Cool Kid Award and receive that. And I think it has helped him and lifted his spirits to make him feel better about the situation. And I think that Bray is going to do some big things. I think that this encouragement and seeing other people that are here to support him is a big lifter of that weight that might be on your shoulders. It kind of takes some of that off, and you think, you know, I can walk a little lighter now because of the people that are here to support me.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it shows him that even though you might have a bad day and there might be a bully around you, you have all these people that love and support you, people you don't know, people that you just come into contact with. I mean, you can be in Target and you just smile and wave at somebody and say hello, and it totally changes their entire day. Kindness really does matter and goes a really long way for people.
Right now, folks, we're in McCalla, Alabama, at the home of the Sawyers. You have seen about Bray and his story. You've seen some of the great things that have happened to Bray in the past few days. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Bray and his mom, Carrie, here in McCalla, Alabama. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
two-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we are in McCalla, Alabama, with a very special young man, Bray Sawyers. You've heard about Bray over the past couple of days as we have tried to make him feel a little better. He was having a tough time, and we just wanted to be an encouragement to him. In the first segment, you heard Brittany Raines Harris as she shared about nominating Bray for the Cool Kid Award. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to recognize these young people and give them a boost, and that's what it's all about. And right now, I have with me Carrie Sawyers along with Bray in their home in McCalla. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Carrie and Bray.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Carrie, I'm glad to have you, Carrie and Bray, here on the show today to share about your experience over the past couple of days as you have seen people coming together to support your son and your family. How does that make you feel, Carrie?
It feels amazing knowing that he has that many people that have reached out to him and just shown love and shown that they really care and the love that they have spread for him.
Do you believe that sometimes when we go through hard things, that's when we find those who are there to support us, and then maybe we don't feel like people are supporting us as much until something bad happens, and it's like, oh, wait, people do actually care, and we don't realize it until something bad happens, but you've been allowed a glimpse into how many people do actually care. It's not a silent community. There are people out there who want to show you, hey, I care about your son. I care about you and what you're going through.
Right. We know it takes a village to raise kids, and he definitely has a village, but here in the last couple of days, just people coming out from everywhere, I mean, all over the world, literally. We had a friend that reached out to us and said that she had over 80,000 followers from nationwide that was watching his story and listening to him. So it just makes us feel really good that we have those supporters and people out there that's spreading God's love and showing him, you know, that it's okay to go through these things and for him to be able to use that as well.
I know it was a big surprise to hear Neyland Hibbett, player for the University of Alabama football. How did it make you feel, Bray, to hear Neyland and his experience with how he was treated when he was younger, and then to say, hey, you know what? I'm a football player, and I went from that to where I am today.
Happy. I was excited. It just made me happy and made me feel better.
Well, that's what we hoped would happen, Bray. And Mom, how did you feel about seeing Neyland sharing his experience and then trying to be an encouragement to Bray?
Again, overwhelming, because you don't see that every day. You don't see people that, or expect people that are doing things that they're doing, and celebrities and things like that. You don't think, oh, well, they're going through that too. But for him to actually step out of his comfort zone and be able to help somebody and reach out to him, that just, it's amazing and so wonderful. And to see the surprise on Braylon's face last night, just, it topped everything, and I really appreciate it. We're very thankful and grateful for him.
After your own personal experience over the past few days, what would you share with families who may have children, young people, who are going through a similar situation, and nobody has yet reached out to them? Nobody has done what's happened for Bray.
Just remain strong and always try to be the voice for them if they're scared to step out and say anything. Be that voice for them. Be the encourager to help them to be able to step out and tell the world about their story, not to be scared to hold it all in. Just to have the strength to be able to do that and encourage them and just talk to them about everything that's going on. We live in a cruel world these days, and we just got to be that positive. So just be positive and just keep going and just strive to be the best that we can and spread our love.
Now, Bray, I have my daughter here. Her name's Cora. She's 8 years old. She's a year younger than you, so you're a little bit older than she is. If you were able to talk to a child who was going through a difficult time that's a little bit younger than you, what would you share with them about getting through that and trying to see some light at the end of the tunnel and feeling better about the situation?
Just ignore them and just try to stay away so, like, they don't try to bully you no more, and share your love.
That's excellent. Share your love, folks. And we've had a lot of love being shared through the Mark White Show and other places. As Carrie mentioned, she's had some friends who shared and commented and been a real encouragement to Bray during this time. And when Brittany Raines Harris reached out to me about the Cool Kid Award, I absolutely did not know the next steps that I was going to take. But there are just some times where things pop in my head and I just do it. And so one of the things, obviously, was getting in touch with Neelan Hibbett and asking him to share a video with Bray and letting him know that he cared. And then another thing that I did was reached out to the University of Alabama athletic office and let them know about Bray's situation to try to help. One of the things that we have came in the mail. It's a surprise. It's called a Bama box, and it's from Coach Saban's office at the University of Alabama. And I wanted Bray to be able to open this and enjoy this, and a complete surprise for him. Cora has her legs over it, so it's closed. Nobody can see what's in it. But Bray's about to find out what he received from Coach Saban's office. So, Bray, here's your Bama box, buddy. And it's radio, and I know Mama's filming. We're going to open this up and see what's all in it. So we've got some game day programs. Oh, wow, that is all the information about the players. That is a press type of magazine. That gives you all the insider information, the media guide from the University of Alabama. So if you want to know details about the players and the coaches, it's all in there. There are napkins. It says Alabama. There's an Alabama cup. Wow, four of them, so you can throw a party. We have an Alabama shaker. All right, little football there. Keep going, buddy. What do we have? Let's see. Got Alabama shakers. Got two shakers in the box. Wow, there's lots of little trinkets and things in here. Let's see. We're continuing to go through. You've got an Alabama football schedule. Excellent. So that's to keep cards in. So if you get you some little cards, and then there's some buttons in here. All right, what is in that? Easy does it. What is that, buddy?
Oh, my goodness.
What does it say?
To Braylon, Roll Tide.
What do you think that signature is? Who's that from?
Saban. Oh,
my Coach Nick Saban. And he sent you a business card. So you need to get that. Don't touch the picture and just get it framed. That way you don't put fingerprints on it. But I think Mama can probably find a frame for that. Yeah. A picture from Coach Nick Saban to Bray Sawyers. This is exciting. This Bama box that they sent. And schedules and buttons and pins and all different things that they have. Roll Tide button. Here is you a lapel pin right there. So make sure that you keep up with all the little things that are in here. There's another Roll Tide for a Christmas tree. This is great. Bray, what do you think about this from Coach Saban's office?
Amazed.
This is awesome. Well, Bray, I appreciate you, buddy, and I hope you are encouraged by the things that have been done, the kindness that has been shown all the way back to Brittany Raines recommending you for the Cool Kid Award, and I think you are a really cool kid. So, Bray, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Folks, you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show with Bray Sawyers from McCalla, Alabama. We appreciate Brittany Raines Harris for joining us here on the show, as well as Bray's mom, Carrie Sawyers. And I want you to be encouraged by The Mark White Show. And if you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. You can do that through Apple iTunes. You can do it Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and TuneIn Radio as well. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Bray, what's up, man? This is Neelan Hibbett, number 51, long snapper for the University of Alabama. Just wanted to send you an encouraging video and kind of share some of my story with you. When I was 9 years old, school was honestly the worst thing about my life. And I always considered asking my parents about homeschooling because it just got really bad for me. And I always figured that, you know, I was doing something wrong, but in reality, I wasn't, man. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, it gets better. And sometimes that road of not being in a crowd or just being lonely, it's a lonely road, man. But the destination's great. And I always kept God first, always trusted Him, never knew what His plan was going to be. But I always kept Him first and understood that His plan is better than my will. And that's what I did. And now I'm able to be able to live out my dream at the University of Alabama, man. So I just want to let you know that things will get better. Keep your faith strong. Keep pulling for the tide. And with everything you do, man, we're right here to support you. So we'll be in touch. We're thinking about you, man, and Roll Tide.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale.
and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my home.